Behind the Wheel is next.
Behind the Wheel.
We have a guest this week who is the founder and managing director of RoadSafetyUAE.com. RoadSafetyUAE is the campaign, and it's the first in a series of safe driving segments. So we plan to run one of these once a month. In terms of awareness, that's a reasonable thing to do. And Thomas Edelman is here. Thomas, it's always nice to see you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in. We speak to you regularly on the phone. Whenever there's something that happens, I'm always on the phone bugging you, and I apologise for that. But this is something that we've got to get across, isn't it? Now, at the beginning of the year, I remember phoning you, and we were talking about your three wishes for 2017. Three very simple wishes. Let's just reiterate those to start with.
Okay. Well, if we at Road Safety UAE would have three wishes and somebody would come with the magic wand, it would be, of course, the holistic use of seatbelts. We don't have the holistic seatbelt law in place in the UAE, so everything that has to do with seatbelts saves lives. So this is our number one wish. The number two wish for us is time management. The reason why we say time management is that in one of the pieces of research we have been doing, we figured out that about 67% of people are speeding because they're running late. Now, when you look at it, running late does not only mean people are speeding, but people are also tailgating, people are bullying others, etc., etc. So again, number one, seatbelt. Number two, proper time management. And number three, and this is also what we want to talk about today a little bit more in detail, is road etiquette and politeness.
Well, this is the important point, isn't it? Because what you're trying to tackle, in very simple terms, if people were nicer on the roads, they showed people more consideration.
And generosity, rather
generosity,
than generousness.
All those great human traits that we all think we possess, the roads would be in a much better situation. But how do you get that across to people? Because the simple fact is, you can be grumpy on the road, and it's not always easy to show people consideration when there is a jostling for position. It's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah. Well, Tim Sally, I think you're spot on. So we always say, you know, we have to treat others in the same manner like we want to be treated. And we all want to be treated in a respectful manner, in a generous manner, in a caring manner, and in a safe manner. So this means, again, when we are on the roads, it's a dangerous place. We all know that by now. And it's as simple as that. Treat others like you want to be treated.
Thomas, why do you think this is not happening? This is such simple stuff. It's stuff we get taught in kindergarten. It's called the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Why, and despite the fact that we talk about this pretty much every day on Drive Live and The Agenda and every other program, why are we still not seeing enough of it on the roads? What do you think?
You're making another excellent point. And just in passing by, you just said, well, we learn about that in kindergarten. Well, as a matter of fact, we don't. So there is, for example, when you look at schools, there is no mandatory curriculum in place. And you just had, you know, Education Matters on live earlier today. There is no piece of road safety which forms a mandatory part of the curricula in the UAE. And this is, for example, something that we are lobbying very heavily. We are also working with very, very driven elements in the education sector to make that happen. I'm not allowed to mention anything at this stage because we are very advanced with one key project which will see the light of the day in just a few weeks, which is very strategic, and it will happen in the education sector. But it must happen in the education sector as early as possible. We have to educate our kids. So kids must understand what is right, what is wrong, what is polite, what is impolite. How do I behave safely in the car? How do my parents have to behave safely in the car? So also going back to a question that Tim raised earlier, how do we tackle the issue? The education sector is of paramount importance.
So you want to see this in curricula in schools. This is something that schools should be teaching. And I guess if the kids are learning to be more polite, more generous, more giving on the roads, and they question parents driving them to school, there should be a knock-on there, an effect.
Absolutely spot on. But it's not only in the classical education, it's also when we're talking about higher education. We just had a fantastic campaign launched with AKDAR, which is part of the government of the Sheikh Khalifa Empowerment Fund for Young Emiratis. Apologies. We launched a fantastic university program on the 9th of January in Abu Dhabi. Under the patronage of the Deputy Prime Minister, His Highness Sheikh Saif al-Nayan, who is also the Minister of Interior, and together with Nissan, who is a very, very strong supporter of that. And we are also not only teaching kids, we also want to raise awareness for students. Because young drivers are causing a lot of accidents on the roads. In Abu Dhabi, there's a piece of research that 62% of all traffic accidents are caused by young drivers, and they account for 34% of fatalities. So it is not only the classical education, the lower education, it's also the higher education. And we have to be present, we have to be in front of the traffic participants literally every day.
Somebody texts in, it's naive to think that all people living here have been through the same education, which is a fair point. It's not what you're saying or trying to put across, but it does raise the point that one of the issues on the roads here in the Emirates is that if we look at the, I don't know how many nationalities, 150, 180 nationalities, all with different driving experience, educational programs, if you bring that kind of mishmash together of driving experience, then it's very hard, isn't it, to expect generosity, politeness, people giving way on the roads.
I agree with you. I think it's, in fact, it's a mishmash. We're coming from so many different nationalities, but there is something we call the universal truth. And this is, we all want to be treated, you know, in a respectful manner, in a caring manner, and in a polite manner. And this holds true in all the nationalities and in all the cultures. Again, we all know the road is a difficult place to be. And we just have to apply the very, very basic principles of humanity on the roads. As simple as that.
Okay, Thomas Adelman is here from Road Safety UAE. He's the founder, the managing director. Those are the three wishes for 2017 that you have put forward, the things you would like to see. Seatbelts, time management, road etiquette and politeness is where we're kind of focusing. Just before we go to the break, Andy texts in. He said, I took Tom's advice on setting off 15 minutes earlier for car journeys this year. What a huge difference. Says Andy.
Andy, you're my man. Fantastic. Fantastic. We have been preaching that it works. It's easy. It doesn't cost anything. It just saves lives. So we obviously start every road trip 10 minutes early. So Andy gets some extra brownie points there, 15 minutes. Guys, what is the worst that can happen? What is the worst that can happen when you start 15 minutes early like Andy? The worst is...
You get there early.
You get there early.
Yeah. Fair enough. Thanks again, says Andy. Andy, appreciate your text. There are other texts coming in for you. If you'd like to put something to Thomas, Thomas Adelman is here. Do that on the text 4001 or via the free app. You can text for no money on that. If you want to call in, 423-1010.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at DubaiEye1038FM.
Drive Live. Alex is not here today. She's on the electric vehicle road trip, currently road tripping across the UAE. We'll talk to her in about an hour's time, actually, see what she's been up to. Right now, it's Behind the Wheel.
Behind the Wheel.
And our guest this afternoon is Thomas Adelman. Every month we're going to be talking in this segment about road safety, and it's going to be a series really of safe driving. Thomas is the founder and the managing director of Road Safety UAE. Ostensibly, I think, here to talk about road politeness and road etiquette today. And that's what really could make a drastic difference. If somebody lets you in and we formed more orderly queues rather than trying to push in right at the last minute, which of course creates more backed up traffic, that would probably help. We all know that, but how many of us do it? Thomas, in the break there, we were talking and you came up with a statistic which I think is remarkable in that it is so telling. And this is a survey done, is it at Al Ain Hospital for Al Ain University?
Al Ain Hospital and Al Ain University, right. Work together over a 17 month period. And when you Google the national newspaper, they brought a great article on that. Now, the question that we have to ask ourselves is, to what extent do we wear seatbelts? To what extent do we and our kids, people on the back rows, wear seatbelts? And the number is alarmingly low. Now, what Alain has been doing, they over a 17-month period, they tracked everybody who was admitted to hospital coming from a road traffic accident, either in a critical condition or with a serious injury. Did these people wear seatbelts, yes or no? Now, have a wild guess.
I'm guessing they didn't.
They didn't. They did not to 98%. So 98% of people admitted did not wear a seatbelt. And this is alarming. See, we have this Vision 2021 from the UAE government. And the UAE government wants to lower the road traffic fatalities from about 6 at the end of 2015, which is the most recent number that we have. So from 6 at the end of 2015 down to 3 per 100,000 inhabitants by the year 2021. And people often ask me, well, Thomas, how is this achievable? How is this possible? And we just say, well, guys, just wear seatbelts. Because we know that seatbelt saves lives between 45% and 80%, depending on the person, like a small kid or an adult, and the kind of impact. So seatbelt saves lives between 45% and 80%. Yeah. We know that 98% in this specific case did not wear seatbelts. Yeah. So this means if you want to halve the number of people dying on the roads, if you would just wear seatbelts, that's the reason also why we put it as number one on our wish list. If you would just always, always, always wear seatbelts and everybody in the vehicle wear seatbelts, we can help the government tremendously.
I don't, it's very difficult to understand, particularly when you come from a country like Australia where I just, from ever since I can remember, you know, on TV, you are always bombarded with these ads that show you the very graphic impact of not wearing a seatbelt. And it's just something, I don't remember ever not wearing a seatbelt. And I, even if I get into my car to move my car on my driveway, I will just automatically put on my seatbelt. It's just not even something that I think about. And if my children fight it, I don't care. You are putting on a seatbelt. Why are we still not getting the message? Why are people still not wearing seatbelts? And what can we do about it? Do we need to see more of these graphic ads? Do there need to be more, you know, enforcement of laws, having laws? What is it that we need?
I think you made, again, a very good point. You said, I cannot think back that I ever did not use a seatbelt. And this is, I think, the magic formula. Once again, we're talking about education again. We're talking about the education sector. We want to protect our kids as early as possible. So in preschool, in KG1, we have to get our kids to use the seatbelts. Kids have to get used to wear seatbelts, and then they grow up with it naturally. They will not feel comfortable without a seatbelt in a vehicle. So this is very, very important. On the other hand, we may not forget the UAE is a young nation. Like in my home country, in Austria, we introduced the holistic seatbelt law about 40 years ago. And this was just celebrated a short period ago. And they were featuring black and white TV spots. And there you had the big, strong Austrian guy sitting and say, look at me, look at my arms. I can stem myself. I don't need a seatbelt. Or, you know what, I have an interview now with 103.8. I cannot crinkle my shirt, so I'm not wearing my seatbelt. So all of these things, nobody nowadays would think about it, yeah, because it's just nonsense. It's just absolutely nonsense. So we were educated, as Sally just said, way, way, way back about always using a seatbelt. Now, this is a young country. Many things fall in place. We have a lot of very, very dedicated people in the government, in the education sector, and we're pushing in the right direction. However, we must also be patient to a certain extent. It is a young country, but certain things have to fall in place rather sooner than later, and that's the reason why we are very, very vehemently lobbying for the holistic seatbelt law in the UAE, and as Sally also said, the holistic enforcement. So we must have the feeling that somebody is watching us in our own interest, and that everybody in the vehicle at all points has to wear a seatbelt, non-negotiable.
I feel like if I don't put a seatbelt on, it is an automatic part of getting into the driving seat of a car. I remember on this program, this is a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, a guy called in and he said, you know, my son, I put him in the back and he just won't put his seatbelt on. And I remember saying to him, well, it's not up to you, son, it's up to you. It's got nothing to do with your son. How old is your son? He's 5. Well, then you put your seatbelt on. It's just tough. It's not up to your son. It has to be that you do it. And, you know, it was, well, who's the parent in this relationship? Which I thought was a remarkable thing. What are you doing with awareness and education in schools? Somebody's just texted this in, actually, Thomas. Which schools, if any, are you working with? What are you doing in that regard?
Well, we're doing actually quite a bit. We have a couple of our supporters, and as you know, we are positioned as a corporate social responsibility platform, and we have about 30 very strong brands on board. I just name dropped, with your permission, also the name Nissan. We're working together with Nissan on a very holistic university activation program. We're working together with another partner of ours, Michelin, on a series of education programs for kids between 6 and 9 year olds. We work together with KHDA on that. We are working together on a case-by-case basis. We get approached a lot by the well-known big school organizations that work with us. Just very, very recently, we signed up as one of our partners, the biggest school bus operator in the country, a company called STS. They have, of course, a fantastic reach into schools, so we are working together with schools and bringing the topic alive, because we say, for example, school buses are extended classrooms for us. So it is really a hands-on experience. So when we teach our kids in the classroom about the seatbelt, the driver of the school bus and the assistant, they have to help kids buckling up. And so kids can really experience in a real-life environment what they are learning at school. So for us, school buses is, for example, very, very important.
Okay, setting a real example. Lots of text in here. We're not going to get to all these, unfortunately. But just before you go, one of the issues is that perhaps younger people here drive faster cars, bigger cars. You know, fuel is obviously cheaper. Maybe people have more disposable income. That's an issue. This person observes, I started with a 1.3-litre VW Golf. Here, kids are driving V12 5-litre Monsters. There's something in that for sure. Ben says, if everybody did two good deeds on the road every day, it would make a huge difference. Let somebody out of a side street, for example, let them out of a parking space, the little things that could make a huge impact. You
Ben,
are
fantastic. Signaling. Yes, Ben, absolutely. Yeah. What we did, and I think you will get similar messages by SMS, we just reached out before the show and we asked people, so what really bothers you on the roads? Because we're talking today about road etiquette and politeness, so we asked people, and people came back with lane jumping, not using indicators, bullying others, cutting in front of you too close, not giving way when you're supposed to in roundabouts and stop signs, not stopping at pedestrian crossings, blocking traffic, parking in non-designated areas, for example, in second lane and on highways, parking over two spaces, parking too close to others, blocking others in parking lots so they cannot leave. Speeding, tailgating, not allowing to merge into traffic, what Ben just said, actually. Mm. There is no thank you. Sometimes you're very generous to somebody, you really give up your right, and people just drive by. There is no thank you. At petrol stations, filling up the car and leave for the convenience store, one of my personal favorites as well. The rear fog lights, bright sunshine out there, and people are blinding you with their fantastic rear fog light. Yes, guys, you know you have got one. People are driving with no light or with high beam lights. At random, going against one-way lanes in parking lots, for example. Yeah. The idle running of engine, the littering, and the lane discipline at traffic lights. So these are just a couple of mentions that we got, and I'm sure the list would go on and on.
So the thing is, I'm nodding at all of those thinking,
we all are.
You know, gritted
teeth. Absolutely.
Right, we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, but just a few things to think about. It's such an important issue. Once a month, we're going to be talking very regularly to Thomas Edelman, the founder, managing director of RoadSafetyUAE.com. You can find more online. Thomas is out and about as well, doing lots for road safety and hopefully road etiquette and politeness as well. Always good to talk to you, Thomas. Thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.